This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Monday, December 7th. What to know about COVID-19 overwhelming hospitals and new stay-at-home orders in the West. And President Trump's personal lawyer dealing with his own case of COVID-19 in the hospital. Also, a new report shows more American kids are failing classes, what the data shows, and what's behind it. Plus, a first-of-its-kind vote on marijuana, why astronauts are growing new crops in space, and a holiday movie making history. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the new coronavirus is still surging at an unprecedented rate all around the U.S., and so new restrictions are now going into effect. First, the numbers. New cases per day have hit an all-time high of more than 190,000 on average. We're also seeing about 2,200 new deaths each day. And the number of Americans in the hospital with COVID-19 has topped 100,000 for the last few days. And so the restrictions. For example, 33 million people in California are now under a stay-at-home order. The governor put the conditional order in place last week, and it goes into effect in each region when that region has fewer than 15% of its intensive care beds available in hospitals. Well, that's now most of the state. In fact, as of this morning, 84% of the state's population is affected. Businesses like hair salons, movie theaters, and bars are closed, and playgrounds will be off limits. These rules will stay in effect for at least 3 weeks, so healthcare workers can hopefully treat patients and free up more space in hospitals without getting more overwhelmed in the meantime. That said, some state law enforcement officials say they actually don't plan to enforce these rules. And there have been some cases of even tough restrictions not working well enough to stop outbreaks from growing out of control, like in New Mexico. The whole state was under a stay-at-home order for the last 2 weeks of November, but at last check, New Mexico's ICU beds were at 103% capacity. That's the highest rate in the country. It means there just aren't enough beds. And at some hospitals, healthcare workers are squeezing more than one patient into single rooms. So top government officials are again begging Americans to take precautions, wear masks, avoid crowds, and skip indoor gatherings as much as possible. Another member of President Trump's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19. This time, we're talking about the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Sources told Reuters and the Associated Press that Giuliani was in a Washington, D.C. hospital yesterday. However, no official comment from Giuliani or his staff. And it's not clear exactly what symptoms he's experiencing, if any. It's also not known how the former New York City mayor might have been infected. But it might be tough to know exactly since Giuliani has been traveling a lot recently. He's been leading the Trump campaign's court battles in several swing states, meeting with Republican lawmakers and holding news conferences to challenge the results of the presidential election. Just last week, he was in Arizona, Michigan, and Georgia, as well as Washington, D.C. President Trump tweeted out some well wishes yesterday, writing in part, "Get better soon, Rudy. We will carry on." Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is expected to name his full health team this week, and he's reportedly already made one of his top picks. News outlets like the New York Times, Politico, and the Wall Street Journal say Biden wants California's Attorney General, Javier Becerra, to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. That position does require Senate approval, but if he is confirmed, Becerra would be the first Latino to run the health department. Well, both President Trump and former President Obama are hoping to get voters out to the polls in Georgia next month. Yes, there's another important election there right around the corner. Remember, voters in the state will decide again who they want as their two U.S. senators. Since those races were so close the first time around back in November, state law requires a runoff or essentially a redo election. It just worked out that the results of next month's two Georgia runoffs will determine which political party will have the majority and therefore more control in the U.S. Senate overall starting next year. So the rest of the country is watching this closely. And both Trump and Obama held rallies over the weekend for opposite candidates. First, a quick recap of the Trump rally. He urged people in Georgia to vote for the Republican incumbent senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Trump told the crowd if they don't go and vote, they'll be letting what he called socialists and communists win. The president also focused on voter fraud, again saying the November election was rigged and that he won the presidential race. He criticized Georgia's Republican governor and secretary of state, who have both called the elections fair and secure. At this point, though, most of Trump's election challenges have failed in court, and U.S. code says all disputes are supposed to be resolved by tomorrow. Still, Trump spoke to a huge crowd of thousands of supporters who chanted fight for Trump and four more years. Meanwhile, the Obama rally was held virtually. He appeared with the Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. Obama said many of the accomplishments he was able to make in his first term happened because he had a Democratic Senate. But he said when Republicans controlled it, they were more, quote, interested in obstruction and gridlock rather than progress and helping people. So he asked people to vote for the two Democrats to help President-elect Biden deliver on campaign promises. We'll see who wins it. The Georgia runoff is set for January 5th. A first-of-its-kind vote to decriminalize marijuana on a national level passed the U.S. House. It was approved mostly along party lines, meaning nearly every Democrat voted yes, only six opposed, and nearly every Republican voted no, only five voted in favor of it. So the bill is unlikely to go much further in the process and become law as long as Republicans control the Senate like they do now. Already, many Senate Republicans criticized Democrats for even bringing the bill up for a vote, calling it a dead-end effort. They say the House should be focused on coronavirus relief instead. But some progressive activists have called it an important step toward justice, and lawmakers who were for the bill say the so-called war on drugs hasn't worked, so it's time for change. To be continued. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Fitbod. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that learns about your abilities more and more with each of your workouts and plans exercises designed to maximize your results. No more wondering what workout you should be doing today or how to switch it up. I like that Fitbod always cycles new exercises into the mix to keep workouts fun and fresh. And you can use it anywhere, whether you're at home, at the gym, or on the road. I've created two setups that I can easily switch between on the app, one using just my body weight and one using my at-home equipment. But if you prefer going to the gym, it can incorporate all of that equipment as well. Fitbod workouts are balanced to give you results while also avoiding overworking the same muscles, and it's super easy to use. Plus, it's way more affordable than personalized training in person. So get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Try Fitbod for free for one whole month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's one free month when you sign up at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A new at-home test can tell if you have COVID-19 or the flu. The FDA authorized the test made by Quest Diagnostics on Friday, so people can now get one with a prescription from their doctor. They'll then be able to collect their own swab at home and mail it in to be processed. The test works for both influenza A and B, aka the flu, as well as COVID-19. And the idea is this will let symptomatic people stay quarantined until they figure out which virus they have. Health officials call it a significant step in the fight against COVID-19, especially since it's now colliding with flu season. Well, more American students are getting failing grades this year. The AP reports school districts around the country are seeing F grades double or even triple. And the report says virtual learning is largely to blame. For one, teachers say students tend to skip assignments more often or they don't show up to class at all. And not all students have access to the internet at home, making it harder for them to log into their lessons and upload their schoolwork. Teachers also say when they don't see their students in person, it's tough to pick up on who is falling behind and why. All of these challenges are magnified for students with disabilities or low-income families. For example, the Daily Mail reports economically disadvantaged children have seen a 375% increase in F grades. For kids with disabilities, it's about 111% increase. School districts are trying to turn things around. Some say they're working to get struggling students back in the classroom. Others are now telling teachers to give students less homework and more time to complete it. A few have even started adjusting how they grade to help students under the circumstances. Well, SpaceX has hit another milestone. The private space company had its 100th successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket. This is significant because the Falcon 9 rockets are reusable. This one can be reused up to 5 times. Reusable rockets have changed space travel for good, allowing it to be more affordable and sustainable. And in this latest launch, 6,400 pounds of supplies are headed to the International Space Station. That includes equipment for science experiments, as well as holiday treats and presents for the astronauts. The spacecraft and its cargo should be arriving later this morning. And speaking of space, astronauts aboard the ISS recently harvested radishes for the very first time. Yes, as in the vegetable. They were grown in orbit and pulled last week. NASA says they'll now be put in cold storage until they can make the voyage back to Earth next year to be studied. Growing food in space is a key initiative for NASA, since it could eventually give astronauts fresh food during long missions to the moon and Mars. Already, NASA has successfully grown red romaine lettuce, green lettuce, Chinese cabbage, lentils, and mustard in zero gravity. The actress Ally Stroker made history again. She stars in a romantic comedy called Christmas Ever After, and it aired on Lifetime last night. And that was the network's first movie starring a lead actor with a disability. Remember, Ally Stroker is in a wheelchair. The movie also made headlines as being one of the only romantic films shot during the coronavirus era. And Stroker actually kissed her co-star through a sheet of plexiglass to stay safe from COVID-19. By now, Stroker is probably used to breaking barriers. Last year, she became the first performer in a wheelchair to win a Tony Award. She won for her role in Broadway's revival of Oklahoma. And remember, earlier this year, we spoke to Ally in one of our special edition Saturday episodes, and she told me she sees challenges as opportunities rather than limitations. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. What could be interfering with your happiness or stopping you from achieving all your goals now or maybe in the new year? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure it out. I love that you can message your therapist anytime and set up phone or video calls, whatever works best for you. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, you can change counselors anytime. And everything you tell them stays confidential. You'll always connect in a safe and private online environment. And you can message or talk from the comfort of your own home. It also is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy for the discount. All right, now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about what to watch out for when you're doing that holiday shopping this year. Unfortunately, scams are becoming more common. TransUnion says there was a 14% increase in suspected e-commerce fraud during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend as compared to all of 2020. One of them to look out for has to do with Amazon. The Detroit Free Press reports many people recently reported getting calls from scammers who say they're with Amazon Prime and they need to collect about $800. Others try to direct people to a phony Amazon website in the hopes that someone will enter their personal info. Well, these kinds of schemes can be costly. The FBI reports last year Americans were scammed out of hundreds of millions of dollars. So it has some advice to all of us to avoid becoming a victim this time around. For example, make sure you're buying from a credible company and that their website is legitimate. The FBI gave tips like websites should have an HTTPS in the web address, and you'll see a little padlock on the web address if the site is secure. Also, if you do fall for a scam, there's help out there for you. The Federal Trade Commission set up a new website called reportfraud.ftc.gov. There you can report a scam, whether you lost money or not, and then you should get some advice on what to do next. All right, thank you so much for making the newsworthy part of your day and tuning in. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.